Finds the perfect pet bed with Silent Night.
Legs stretched out like Superman or curled up like a donut. However they like to sleep, Silent Night's pet bed range offers a perfect solution.
Dogs sleep 12 to 14 hours a day, so it's good to know Silent Night's pet beds are lovingly made with the same high quality as their human products. So your four-legged friends can enjoy their sleep as much as we do.
Head to sleepypeople.com to pick up yours today with an exclusive discount of 10% using discount code OMD10. Valid until the 29th of August.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Hello and welcome to Oh My Dog with me, Jack D.
And me, Sean Walsh.
This is our weekly podcast where we reveal the most intimate, ridiculous details of our relationship with our beloved dogs.
I have the delightful, spirited Mildred Barrett, who is a cockapoo.
My streetwise best friend is Dolly, the long-haired chihuahua whom we rescued. This podcast sets out to answer the all-important questions like, how do you greet your dog? Do you kiss your dog on the mouth? Does your dog sleep in your bed? And so on.
Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of our chats with our equally dog-obsessed guests who roll over and tell all.
You are very much part of this podcast too, and we want to hear from you. You can get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com.
And find us on Instagram at omdpod. So give us a shout and follow us on social media too.
This episode of Oh My Dog is brought to you by Silent Night Pet Beds. Hi, Sean.
Hey, Jack. How are you?
Very well. Very well. Just having a nice relaxing time, really. It's been lovely.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
What do you do to relax?
I kind of plan things and...
God. One of those.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
No, but not.
I can't stand planning. Why would you ruin everyone? You're having a break.
No.
Have a break. Don't ruin the break by planning things.
No, I don't. Not planning mad things. Not like we're going to, you know, go around a museum. Let's do that now. I like to plan things like barbecues and stuff. You know.
Oh, okay.
A little bit of planning is worthwhile. I find you don't want to get crazy with it.
Well, that's nice. You get to do that at home. My heart sinks. I feel like I'm in despair whenever Grace says, I've got a good idea. I think, oh, no. Oh, God.
Stop having ideas.
Yeah. That's going to involve A, me moving, and B, people.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, here we go. But how's Dolly? So Dolly's away with you.
Yeah, Dolly's away with us.
She's
she's really well. We met someone else with a chihuahua on a walk. And so got talking to him. And as we were talking, he said, well, I put my hand out to say hello to their chihuahua. And he said, oh, that's unusual because, you know, normally he doesn't like strangers, but he seems to like you. I thought, well, you know, that's nice. And
He
was talking, he gets this little pot out of his pocket, this bloke, and he opens it and he's got these tiny little cubes of cheese in it, right? Really small, really small. And he just starts flicking these bits of cheese between my feet while we're talking for the dog to get, right? And I said, what are you doing? And he said, oh, it's just a way of getting him to realize that, you know, that it's okay to talk to strangers and they're friendly. So if I put little bits, do you mind if I just put a cut? And he kept doing it. Bits of cheese in, just so he knows that it's a nice experience to meet a stranger. I thought, you're just using me, aren't you, as a training tool or something. Well, I was having bits of cheese thrown at me while we were talking.
Yeah, so to be clear, you are against people throwing cheese at you.
I'm not up for it. It made me regret starting the conversation, if I'm honest. That's not what I thought was going to happen.
Well, I think I can up you for a worse dog walking story. This isn't mine. Grace came back home. Well, she actually texted me to report that on a dog walk, another dog, and this is a first for us. I can't imagine Dolly. Well, hopefully Dolly's not had this if you've been carrying her. But a dog weed on Mildred's head.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You know, I don't want this to be a blue podcast, but golden shower on a dog walk. Yep.
What was the other dog? What breed was the other dog?
Let me check. Let me see if... Wait there.
Because you didn't ask, did you? He didn't ask, everyone.
Oh, no. I think she's gone out. Sorry.
Oh, so we'll never know.
We'll never know. I'll text her and we can do this in. Go on, what?
Why didn't you ask her? Don't you ever have proper conversations with Grace about
it? What difference does it? Well, I wasn't doing a dog podcast at the time, so it didn't matter. What did matter?
I would have been interested to know what breed it was.
That would have been your first question.
Oh, it might well have been, yeah. I'd say, what kind of dog does that? Oh, it was a Great Dane, because that had to be quite a big one, because, you know, Mildred's not tiny. To actually to get above her head and manage to do that.
Okay, let me just text her. I'm live texting, MB's head? Okay.
We'll await with bated breath. Sorry, listeners, we'll be back in a minute.
No, but did you know that, great, again, this is through Grace, this knowledge, is that dogs, they're into that. And they get,
what?
Did you know they get their info? This is what Grace said. We, to a dog, is like an email.
Right.
So it's like they get information about the dog from the we. So when they're sniffing wee, it's because they could work out who it is.
So they just, that's how they communicate. Is that one thing, is it?
It's like a bio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when dogs get together, that's what they agree when they say goodbye. All right, yeah. See you later. I'll piss you. Yeah, do that, please. Yeah.
But they can't find...
Drop me a wee, would you? Yeah.
Yes, essentially, yes.
Yeah, did she come back happy about that? Did she or traumatised?
No, she was absolutely fine with it. Obviously, then Grace had to wash her. But you can find out, you are a dog and a dog wees on you. You can find out if the dog that weed on you is an alpha or better. Beta?
Oh,
no, beta. What's the word?
Beta would be, alpha, beta.
Not better. No. Yeah. You're not better for weeing on someone.
No. By the dog weeing on you, you then, from that, you ascertain whether it's a sort of kind of alpha male, alpha dog of some sort.
Yeah.
I would have thought it's pretty obvious.
Exactly. You
know, by then.
Would you say you are alpha or beta?
Is the next question, so does that mean you wee on people when you meet them? I suppose I would say I'm alpha. I don't think I'm someone who just gets weed on. If that's the criteria, you know. Yeah.
Okay, it's good to know.
Yeah. Has Grace got back to you yet?
hang on. No, she's not. I don't know why she's not.
No, well, we'll have to find out later.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. I've just never heard of that. I've never heard that happen before. That a dog... And was the owner all sort of, oh, sorry about that, or proud of it. Sometimes owners are proud, aren't they, when their dogs do things like that?
Well, look, I'm afraid. I know I should have got this information. but I don't have
it. Boils down to having conversations with, you know.
I just thought, well, because she started going on about beta and alpha and from the Wii and how it was like an email, and I, you know,
and you zoned out. I think what happened, she comes in, yeah, do you have a nice walk? Yeah, you never guess, another dog went and weed on Mildred's head. And your response was, oh, right. That was it.
What?
Yeah, you need... But anyway, we'll find out.
We will find out. We will find out. I mean, that is it in a nutshell. I mean, these things happen in dog world.
I guess they do. If I'm honest, I've never heard of that before.
They happen in human world as well, but you have to search for it in the internet, which isn't great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad Mildred's okay and not upset by it, at least. That's the most important thing.
Yes. No, she's absolutely fine. And I think she enjoyed it. Because, but just because that's how they get information about one another.
Yeah, of
aren't
course.
We lucky? I mean, we are lucky we don't have that, I have to say.
Aren't we lucky we have proper emails?
Yes.
Because that could be really weird. But it'd be quite nice to hear from listeners if they've got, without getting too scatological or silly about it, but to hear about, you know, their dogs' weeing stories. Because I've heard of dogs who've weed on policemen's legs and stuff like that. So it'd be quite interesting to...
Yes.
To know what the extremes of those stories will hold. So maybe if you're listening and you've got a good one, let us know, please.
We could call that section Wee Mails. There you go. Thank you.
Oh, Sean, well done.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, let's let's hear from our listeners, as we love to do.
Hi, Jack and Sean. I have a 2-year-old Westie called Herbie, who has 3 cat siblings, Gus, Richie Roo, and Minnie. And here is my voice note. Love the podcast. It's just brilliant. Thank you very much. And Sean, puts brackets, Walsh, not William Scott. Ha ha. I don't know that. I don't understand that, but that's okay.
That's because the two N's in my name, the second N isn't on my passport. And that is because when I was at school, I named it after the actor Sean William Scott.
Yeah. Okay. Sean, please do your Michael McIntyre impression. It's amazing. Are you up for that, or is that?
I could do that. I can do that. I feel like a jester now, but I can do it.
Go on then.
Oh, hang on. Grace has texted in.
Oh, good. He's got out of it. Yeah. But before we hear from Grace, that was lots of love from Jen, Herbie, Gus, Richie, Rua, Minnie.
Yes.
Those are all the cats, by the way. But yeah, what has Grace said?
Oh, she left a voice note.
Okay.
It was a male cockapoo.
A male cockapoo. Yes, I did. Yeah, yeah. Male cockapoo. Okay.
Cockapoo. Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. Cockapoo to cockapoo.
A cock-a-wee.
You know, when you're a cockapoo and then you do another wee, a cock-a-wee, you do the cock-a-wee on another cock-a-wee, lots of weeing.
So there we have it. There we have. That was just for you, Jen, Herbie, Gus, Richie, Roo, and Minnie. That was Sean Walsh giving us his marvellous Michael McIntyre. Right, let's hear the voice note.
Hi, guys. This is Jen from Dorset.
Hello, Jen.
We have a Westie who's 2.5 years old, and his name is Herbie. And we call him Herbs, Herboy, or the Monk. Channeling a bit of Will Young there, because I think he said he calls his dog Monkey. And when we call him, we say, Herboy, Herboy, Herboy. And then I've styled that up as well to have, ooh, monkey. Hello, monkey. Ooh, monk. Where's the monk? It's funny what we do, isn't it? Love the podcast. Send my love to Mildred and Dolly. Take care.
Oh, that was lovely. Thank you. Thank you, Jen from Dorset, for that.
Thank you so much. Very sweet.
Yeah. Up next, we've got Melanie Sykes.
Yes. Melanie Sykes is a much-loved former TV and radio presenter, now author and editor-in-chief of Frank magazine. She first came to prominence in the 1990s as a presenter on The Big Breakfast and has been on our screens on shows like I'm a Celebrity and Today with Des and Mel. Since retiring from TV, she has written her memoir, Illuminated, which came out this May to critical acclaim. But we don't want to hear about all of Melanie's amazing achievements. We want to get to know her through her dog. Mel, we've come on to camera to say hello, but we've been having a bit of trouble with the Wi-Fi connections.
We're going to turn the camera off and that'll help.
Yes.
It. Sorry about this.
No, it's fine. It's fine. At least I've seen your faces, because otherwise it would just be weird.
Yeah, exactly. So you know we're here.
And feel free to turn off yours as well.
No,
that
I actually like looking at myself.
That's great.
I find myself actually really soothing, so it's good.
That's a nice thing, isn't it? Yeah, that's how yeah. nice to have that facility to calm yourself down just by looking in a mirror or something like that. It's great.
Yeah, well, it's just seeing me and hearing me, because I am a comfort to me. And I know people think that's weird, but actually that's what we should be doing.
That's true. Yeah, it's a built-in...
It is true. Built-in love machine.
Yeah. Excellent, excellent.
There we are. We've got with us Mel, the built-in love machine. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us. Now, we want to hear all about your lovely dog, Porchy.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Porchy. So I've had him for about 2 months, and I got him essentially...
Oh, okay.
Why, how old did you think he was?
Well, no, it's just that's quite a new dog, you know, for the guests we've had on the show. That's very exciting.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Oh, right. I didn't realise that. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
That's great.
He's 4 months old, but I've had him for 2.
And he is, of course, he's kind of royalty, really, isn't he? Because he's a corgi.
He's a corgi. And it's really funny, because the reason why I wanted to get him in the first place is that I really felt like I wanted to have a support dog. I really thought, you know, what would be the best breed for that? And I did a bit of research, but mostly I just sort of just kept going towards the corgi. And then around the Queen dying and all the things that were going on, I kept seeing footage of her with these dogs, and I kept thinking, there must be quite a solid dog for her to, like, have them around, because she was a really busy woman, right? So
yeah,
I just thought there must be quite a good, intelligent dog. And they were always around her, because they're... I didn't realise this, they're natural herders as well, so they try to herd you, which is really hilarious.
Yeah. Well, they are sheepdog, aren't they?
They used to herd cattle over...
Oh, cattle, isn't it? Yeah.
It's cattle, believe those little dogs with their huge shoulders. Yeah. It was cattle.
Fantastic.
And so I've read a bit about him. Anyway, I could go on and on about every single question that you ask me, and I will go all over the place and backwards again. So if you want to herd
me... That's what we want.
Okay, good.
So Mel, you said support dog... I've not heard that phrase. What do you mean by that?
If you're really sensitive, some people have them to help them just to sort of calm everybody down. I mean, you must have experienced the healing properties that are dogs, because you wouldn't. Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
So
yes,
that's
absolutely.
Basically what I mean. And some people actually, some dogs are trained to support people, but you train your dog to support you and vice versa anyway. So for me, I didn't need to like get a certificate or pass anything. I just needed to get a dog that I thought that would help me, and then actually get somebody to teach me how to train him. And that's what I'm doing and what I've done.
So have you got like a dog behaviourist?
No, because there's nothing wrong with him. I just need help training him.
Oh, right. Okay, sorry. Yes. Yeah. I thought you still got a dog behaviourist for the early stages, but actually you're saying a dog behaviourist is just for correcting behaviour.
That's my understanding of it, yeah.
Right, so the trainer. So go on, what's the trainer doing?
Training me to teach him how to not jump up at people, because he's really social, so he wants to jump up at everybody and say hello. And that, I mean, it's such a lovely quality, and he's more sociable than me, and he's actually helping me to socialise a bit. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he can't jump up at people. So I'm training him to just sit and let people come and pet him rather than him pet them.
Yeah.
Because you can't have a dog doing that with every Tom, Dick and Harry, who might not even like it, because there's that as well.
Yes.
And basically to sit and stay. The basics.
Yes, the basics. But how do you get that? What's one of the ways that you stop the corgi Porchy from jumping
at
people?
Ask him to sit. Yeah. It's really...
Basic stuff.
But that's the point, isn't it? It's always the basic ideas. If we start getting a bit convoluted about what we're doing, we lose what we're doing. But actually, it's just kind of common knowledge. I mean, I stopped getting to shake a paw because I don't really understand why he'd ever need to do that with me. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense to waste my time on getting him to shake a paw. But when I had a puppy when I was little, it was fun to get him to shake a paw. Okay. But as an adult, like, I don't... There's some things that are just... surplus to requirements.
There's some things you grow out of, aren't there, Mel? That's the thing.
Well, yeah, but also, but people do tell you to do it.
Yeah, but...
Can he shake a paw? No.
No, why would he want to do that? Yeah, not
why
with you
I
anyway.
Why would I want him to do that?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Smart Food Popcorn. Some decisions aren't the best, like skipping ahead in your favorite podcast. Think of all the banter you'll miss, the lore in the making. Luckily, Smart Food Popcorn is a no-brainer. Deliciously tasty and available in a variety of fun flavors. It's a smart decision every time. Smart Food. Add smart. To learn more, visit smartfood.com.
Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations of Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between, offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Trello help power global collaboration for all teams, so they can accomplish everything that's impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software. Learn how to unleash the potential of your team at Atlassian.com. That's Atlassian.com. Atlassian.
So how did you come by the name Porchy?
So that was, he's named after Lord Porchester. And uh-huh. Lord Porchester was the Queen's horse manager. And I was watching the...
Oh.
Yeah, and there's an episode in The Crown where it's like, it's kind of drama because I don't even know if it's real. Obviously, it's The Crown. But it talks about Lord Porchester as potentially being the Queen's alternative universe if she hadn't had to go to the throne. Yeah. As if that, you know, like she'd be a horsey woman and she'd be living in the country with this guy. Anyway, all the way through it, they kept calling Porchy this and Porchy that and their posh accents. And I thought, oh yeah. My God, if I get a corgi, I want to call him Porchy because I think it sounds posh.
That's
and coming
brilliant.
From my mouth, it sounds hilarious. So yeah, Porchy or Porch. Yeah.
Porchy or Porch. That's a good way to find a name for your dog, isn't it? That's great.
Yeah. I just loved it the way they said it. Porchy. And he's Porchy O'Grady after Paul O'Grady. So his actual full name is Porchy P. O'Grady.
Oh, that's great.
That's his full name. Okay. But his actual breed name, he's called Coronation Scepter.
The pedigree names are really weird, aren't they? Yeah.
What?
Coronation Scepter because of the Queen, obviously.
Yeah.
And he's the Queen's dog, so his name is Coronation Scepter, which is just hilarious too, because he's just the cutest little pooch with no airs and graces with such a grand name.
Oh.
Corgis are meant to be, they're like happy, fun, loving.
Yeah.
Is Porchy like this? Does Porchy meet all the characteristics?
Well, I didn't read much about him beforehand. I know people do and they do all the research. I went on instinct and also his anatomy. Like, would his anatomy fit into my life? Like, I don't want a tall dog in my space. Do you know what I mean? And there's things that I think about in terms of sensitivities around what kind of dog that I would get. But he talks back and he'll have a conversation with you and he smiles all the time as well and he's really smart.
Oh,
that's lovely.
And I've read about him since and there's actually a section in the Corgi Handbook that says that the dogs talk, which is just brilliant because I was like, yes, he does talk. That's right.
Give us a little example of how a conversation would go, Mel.
Yes, come on.
So if I'm in the kitchen and he's sitting outside on, I've got like this corner sofa thing that didn't, when he doesn't have the cushions on, I don't mind if he sits on it, but he goes up there sometimes and barks to let me know he's doing something naughty. So I'll come out of the kitchen and I'm like, I am here. I'm just busy.
Yeah.
And then sometimes if the cushions are on there and he's on there, I have to really encourage him to get down. But he, when I say get down, he'll just bark at me and he'll keep responding to get down even when he's getting down because he doesn't want to do it, but he knows he's got to. So he does argue with me even whilst conforming to my rules. So it's so fun. It's so fun because he makes me laugh as well, you know, because I love that he talks back to me. It's just so genius and brilliant and beautiful.
It is, yeah. But so what is your voice that you use when you're talking to Porchy?
Yes.
I think you've, right. Yeah.
Baby, I mean, baby voice. But baby, I mean, I don't do impressions. I can't even do an impression of myself. So that's asking way too much of me. But right.
It's
definitely
very good so far.
Yeah, exactly. Very convincing.
Well, the various versions of me, let's say. So there is that mummy, very nurturing, sort of soft voice, which when I first got him, that I came out and I thought, oh my God, this is how I sounded when my children were little. And it felt nice to hear it again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, of course. Because these humans and these puppies and these new spirits are very tenderizing for your heart and soul.
That's a lovely way of putting it, yeah. But we still haven't heard the voice, Melanie. We
well, I can't do, that's what I'm saying, I can't do the voice, I can't do it, and I'd be too embarrassed to do it. But it is very, very sort of like loving and lovely. But also I get, you know, when I'm angry, that'll come out. And then he's taught me patience a lot. I mean, he does feel like...
Porchy has taught you patience.
Yeah, but if you think that your animals aren't teaching you things, maybe you're not like really switched into what's going on between you.
Yeah, that's very interesting. How does
that
work?
Well, because I'm nurturing something that has its own spirit and heart and soul. And I, when I first got him, and it's a typical me because I'm ADHD as well, I just want to fix it. I want him to come in, get it all done. I mean, I was so regimented. I'm really good with boundaries. And also because I didn't read too much about it. So on the first night he arrived, I thought, right, well, bedtime's going to be 7:30. I'll stick him in his pen. Cage. I keep calling it a cage, but the nicer way of putting it, there's other ways, but I don't know what the wording is. Crate. I need to get crate in my head because sometimes I'll be like, in your cage, and it sounds so wrong. So I put him in at 7:30, and in the morning I go down. I thought the latest I'll ever get up is 7:30, so I'll stretch the time so he knows that's the amount of time that I will be unavailable to him. And I went downstairs and he'd obviously pooed in the cage. But that's the only time he's ever done it because they don't like sitting around their own So on the first night, he knew I am going to arrive. I mustn't shit in the cage. And I'd shown him what the boundaries were already. So he's been like heavenly since. Like it's just, he knows that it's bedtime. But that's how you teach people, is to give them healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But patience. Sorry, you were asking me about patience. And so I wanted everything to work straight away. And of course, it doesn't, but he taught me to just chill with it, go with the flow of it, but still hold boundaries. So he's just re-educating me about me, you know, like I can't expect something from other people. I've got to find a way to morph around it within my boundaries. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah.
Yes.
Have you sort of figured all this out for yourself, or do you do this in collaboration with a book or a therapist, or?
No, this is me and my brain, Jack. Welcome to my brain.
Brilliant. So yeah. And it's a great thing because I think apart from anything, having a dog, probably also a cat as well, but I think especially a dog because they're so responsive to everything that you do. But the great thing a dog will do is take you out of yourself, and the day cannot be all about yourself anymore, can it? You've got this other being to help and look after.
Yeah, I know, but I've got two kids, so I know that feeling anyway, and I've never lost that feeling, and my eldest is 21 and my youngest is 19, and I'll never lose that feeling.
No.
So really it was just like a re-education of that early stages of training, really. Up children, because it's similar, apart from obviously you don't stick them in a crate.
But you
do have like child gates, don't you?
You stop them
roaming around and all that.
As you said, boundaries.
And they come in many forms.
Did you grow up with dogs then, Melanie?
We had a dog.
You mentioned one earlier.
Yes, we had a dog called Snoopy. It was a mongrel. It looked a bit like a beagle in the face, but it was actually quite a big dog. But I suspect they call them medium-sized dogs. And she wasn't trained at all, so she was wild. I mean, she was just, she would get out of the house and she would chase cars. She would chase cars. And if she got off the lead, I mean, me and my mom and my dad and my sisters would run around these green areas trying to get her back on the lead. I mean, when I think about it now, it's just hilarious that we just couldn't train her or didn't train her. She was actually wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Quite different to the way that you're kind of, well, in want of a better word, managing having a dog.
Yeah, well,
now.
I was probably about 8 though then. You know, I'm 52 now, honey.
Yeah, no, that's a big difference.
And it wasn't actually my dog in that I walked it with my dad, but like my parents were managing the feeds and the whole thing. So it's a different relationship.
Yeah. Yes. So your parents, had a very different approach.
I honestly don't know what their approach was because they both worked as well. So they were managing 3 children and a dog and both having jobs. I don't know how they were doing any one of those things anyway, but that's what we were doing. So, and we're talking about, you know, the 70s, early 80s, you know, people didn't have puppy trainers. It wasn't like that, you know. Well, we had Barbara Windsor though. Not Barbara Windsor. Barbara Woodhouse. We had Barbara Woodhouse. So that was our puppy trainer, wasn't it, back in the day?
Yeah. Do you remember, Sean, Barbara Woodhouse?
Barbara Windsor.
I'll have to Google Barbara Woodhouse.
Barbara Woodhouse, Google her. She was walkies.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Good impression. Yes. Very good impression.
Walkies. Oh, my God.
There you go. You can do
impressions. Yeah, other people, not myself. Anyway, whatever. So yeah, she was on TV. She had a TV show,
and she was this sort of elderly woman in a tweed skirt and twin set, wasn't she? And
she was.
Very sensible, no nonsense, talking to people about how to train their dogs. So you can, I'm sure some of it's on YouTube or something. Of course.
Oh, I'm going to even Google it myself, actually.
Yeah, it'd be a good laugh to have a look at it again, wouldn't it?
She was she was a celebrity. People were doing impressions of her all the time. It wasn't just me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was
her catchphrase. People on telly would do it. People would mimic her on TV and stuff because, anyway, it's hilarious.
Want to be more active this summer? Sierra helps you save on everything from swimsuits to stand-up paddleboards, tennis rackets to fishing tackle. And if that doesn't float your boat, we also have pool floats. Sierra, let's get moving to your local store, like now. Go!
When you're working, I know it's early days because Porchie's only 4 months old, but when you're working, who's going to help out with dog care?
I am working, and I'm even now I'm working, really, as much as it's a pleasant conversation, it's still kind of framed as work. For me, and I don't care how you slice it,
it's a tough life, isn't it?
I'm not saying it's tough, I'm just saying it's work.
Because
my work now, I'm only finding pleasurable things to do. So whilst I'm having a conversation with you anyway, I've put him in his crate and he just settled down to sleep. Yeah. And he's downstairs and and he's cool. So I will look after him. Also, I did get him as a support dog, which means I want to be able to take him everywhere, and I definitely have to train him if I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
But also if I don't, the puppy trainer guy who I've had 2 sessions with, and now him and his wife, they do things like puppy get-togethers. So they hire a field and loads of people rock up with a puppy and the puppies go like wild and you get talking to the owners, and it's amazing.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's amazing, and it's really good for me because I need to be in fields more often, and I haven't got a field on my doorstep yet, but I'm aiming for that. Just to get out there and just have freedom and privacy and also that air with Porch. I mean, at the moment we step out of the house and I live like on a cul-de-sac, and we stand in the middle of the road sometimes because sometimes that's where he wants to sit, and we both literally listen to the birds and check out which direction the wind is in and what the atmosphere is like.
Yeah.
And I'm happy doing that. I can do that on a main street. So can you imagine what I'm like in a field? I'm just like at one with nature and dogs already are.
Yeah.
So do you mean literally what the wind is?
You question the weather. Humanness that is me, which says an awful lot about you, Sean.
Well, no, hang on. I'm just trying to fully understand what it is that you are saying.
Right,
so that I'm not
misunderstanding. So you can ask me that question, though, can't you? I don't get it. What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It's just the wording. I'll say it like that then. I don't get it. What do you mean?
Do you know what it is? It's what life is. It's the atmosphere and what we're actually standing on and what we're actually experiencing for real, not through a phone or through any other number of screens that are around, but actually what the atmosphere feels like outside.
Yes,
and actually, dogs do that naturally anyway, because that's how they get about and work it all out. And we used to do that, but now we take all the direction from the news. But actually what's new and that is news is what's happening right in the present, and it's usually just feeling the environment. So that's what I meant by that.
So kind of like the vibe of the day. You and Porchy working out the vibe. Just
the atmosphere.
It's lovely, isn't it? And that's why,
that's why I've got him as well, to get me out and to get me experiencing the world without being cooped up. Because he does get me out, and it's amazing.
Yeah, it'd be a sad day if dogs started to get iPhones and stuff. You know? They'd start playing on the screens rather than
iBones.
Oh,
come on!
Come on! Hello, that's good.
Hello,
yes.
Hello. There we go. I had electric. A drum kit. Electric.
Sean's on fire today. Yeah. That's wishful thinking.
Oh my God. But do you know what? Because you do, you see. whatever. Listen, I just talk, so just chip in, please, because
I want to know with the support dog thing, is there a license that Porchy is working towards, a qualification?
No. Apparently he's supposed to. I don't even know. I just know as long as he's really good around other humans and doesn't get in the way of things and actually helps me and supports me. A bit like Russell Brand and his dog Bear. I don't know if that dog is actually official support dog, but it basically is a support for him.
Yes, maybe that's right. I didn't know about that. We must get Russell on.
I'm assuming it is, yeah, but I also have watched how he is with the dog, and I believe that it is this absolute calming connection that one should have with them and does have with them if we tune in to them.
Yes, I think my wife Jane would like to get Dolly sort of qualified as a support dog, just so she can take her places, you know, into shops and stuff where they're not allowed, because she's so tiny.
My God, they need to change the rules of that. I actually, I think that is, do you know, that's a really good mission to fight for. I hadn't thought of that. Mm.
Tell you what, me and Grace, my other half, went to Brighton at the weekend, where I'm from. And it's like a different world compared to London. Everywhere welcomes dogs. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. So I recommend if you're going for a day trip or something, I recommend Brighton because it's great. And like everywhere, they're all restaurants, shops, doesn't matter. Oh, dogs
amazing.
Are
amazing. I've always loved Brighton. It's always ahead of the game anyway. You know what I mean? It's just so right on and cool, you know.
Yeah. It seems very arbitrary which places allow dogs and which don't, because some, you know, you go to one cafe and no dogs, and then you go to another. So dogs can come in. You know, so it seems to me it's entirely up to the.
I don't understand.
It's up to the owner. I'm grateful to Nero's. I'm happy to say that, because they let dogs in and.
Do they? Yeah. But I don't have a Nero's near me. They have decent quality Nero's and all, don't they?
Yeah, so it's full of dogs, you know.
Who's that one?
Can I just say, we'll be looking for some sponsorship from Nero's now, please.
That's not a bad call. You should actually make the call yourself. Don't wait for them to call you. You get on the phone to them.
Yeah. So how well behaved is Porchy in the house? I mean, again, he's a puppy, of course, but you were talking earlier about how he's not really allowed on the furniture, is he?
Yeah, but he tries to get up there, and he's now,
of course he does.
You know, and I've slowly introduced him to the rest of the house, because it's got three floors. It's one of them very narrow sort of townhouses things like. Yeah. So for the first, and believe me, it was like the Big Brother house, because I was literally down in the kitchen, in the hallway and in the garden on that one level for about 4 or 5 weeks before I let him upstairs.
Really?
I'd shown him upstairs. Right, I'd shown him that there was other areas to explore, but I hadn't let him down because there was more carpets and stuff up here.
What was his response getting upstairs finally?
Yeah, he was kind of mellow. He's really mellow. He is, but he'll casually walk over to something that he shouldn't and start chewing it. And I mean, it's just unbelievable that he actually takes a blanket to hide the misdemeanor that he's actually doing as well. He'll hide behind his own toys. in order to chew your rug. He's unbelievable. Or he's blatant, like, I've got two patio door things that are made of, they're wood, they're wooden ones, and there's like a nice chewy corner. And at times he would just lie flat on his back underneath it, like a pancake flat. Yeah. And chew on it upside down, and I'd be like, the blatant naughtiness that is that.
I know.
You know, like, I'm going to just chill whilst chomping away at this thing, honestly.
Yeah.
Well, one thing to look out for, Mel, that we discussed before you came on is my cockapoo, Mildred Barrett, the other day, she got weed on by another dog. So do keep out for that when you're taking little Porchy.
So why is your dog called Mildred?
It's actually double barrel. It's Mildred Barrett. And the reason we did that is we wanted to, I don't know why we did this, we self-inflicted pain, but we wanted to have almost the most embarrassing name you could have whilst calling for your dog. And I can say it works. It works. It is right. I've been, as Jack knows, I've been running through Hyde Park when Mildred was bombing down to the water there, shouting, "Mildred! No! Mildred Barrett!" And everyone around seemed to really enjoy that. Yes, but look, it's been absolutely lovely talking to you and getting to know Porchy, Mel. What we want to know before you go is, do you let Porchy kiss you on the mouth?
No. What I do is sometimes I hold his snout and kiss him myself.
Oh,
I would say that counts as a
me kissing him, not him kissing me. So it's not the same. Yeah, well, everything's technical, darling, and there's nuances in every single sentence that one has.
So what would you say to him when you're kissing him on the snout like that?
Well, I don't say anything when I'm kissing him, but I tell you, when I'm stroking him and doing, you know, when you get the little legs going and stuff to him, I'm like, you love that, you're loving that, you know, he's so cute, he's lovely, and he just lets you know if he's happy or not. It's really great. It's great.
That was my last attempt to get a
sample. Jack, I'm not stupid. I'm not.
You saw.
It was so close. It wasn't even so remotely close, Jack.
I wasn't. Never mind.
I was convinced.
I just, I'm too shy for that sort of malarkey.
Yeah, we know you're shy. We know you're shy.
Yes. Well, thank you, Mel. It's been lovely having you on. Lovely getting to know Porchy. Very nice, thank you. And good luck training Porchy, and good luck with the support.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much for joining us, Mel. It's been brilliant.
All right. Good luck with everything, and good luck with your pooches, and I'll speak to you again. Thank you.
I hope so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Wow. Well, certainly that's the first time I've heard of a support dog.
Yeah, a support dog.
Do you know this term?
Yes, I do know the term. I do know the term. And they can be great. They can, you know, a lot of people find them very therapeutic to have dogs. But I think usually they're specially trained. That's my guess. But I'm sure Melanie will train Porchy up and he'll be a great source of comfort to her as the years roll by.
Yes. You know?
And we must get her on again to find out how that's going.
Definitely.
Without wishing to be too, to be too morbid or anything, I was going to pick up on, you know, when the Queen died. Does anyone know what happened to the corgis that she had? I mean, it's just a question.
Oh, it's a good question. Well, I can tell you they've probably not gone to Harry.
No, probably not, no. As a bit of trivia, maybe some listeners out there do know. It'd be nice to know how they're getting on, you know.
Well, that's a good shout. But a fantastic interview.
It was.
Mel there.
Yeah, gosh.
Lovely to hear from her. Who said this was work?
I know.
That's the first time I've heard anyone in an interview just go, look, I'm just here to get the job
it's
done.
It's something I do for a living, yeah. But never mind. You know, it was really good to hear. And always, you know, to get an original perspective on dog ownership, I think is probably how I'll put that down.
That's a very good way of putting that down. Thank you for listening to Oh My Dog. Every week, we get all these insights from our guests. We hope you're enjoying getting to know a different side of them through their relationships with their dogs.
Yes, and please don't forget to get in touch by emailing us at hello@omdpod.com and find us on Instagram @omdpod. So give us a shout there as well.
Yes, keep sending those voice notes. And remember, a dog is for life, not just for podcasts.
In fact, before we sign out completely, Sarah, our producer, has just Googled it and found out that Her Majesty's corgis are now with Prince Andrew. That's what's funny about that? That's fine.
No, absolutely nothing. I don't know what you're laughing at.
Okay.
I was supposed to, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll leave it.
We don't need to. Yeah, leave it.
Like you would say to a doctor, leave it.
Mm, yeah.
Jack, leave it.
That's going to be the next Emily Maitlis interview. Yeah. What happened to the corgis?